Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey, awesome humans. Welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain. I'm your host, Nova Lane, and today we're diving into a juicy topic that affects us all. Social media's impact on our mental health and relationships. Ever scroll through Instagram and feel a pang of envy or inadequacy? You know that feeling when you compare your life to the curated perfection everyone else seems to be living online? Yeah, me too. But let's get real for a second. Social media isn't all bad. It can be a powerful tool for connection, inspiration, and even learning new things. But like anything good, it needs balance, people. Today, we're going to unpack the dark side of social media and explore how it can mess with our heads and our hearts. We'll talk about the sneaky ways it can trigger anxiety, depression, and FOMO, fear of missing out. And don't worry, we won't just be doom and gloom vibes here. I'm going to equip you with some practical strategies to reclaim your mental well-being and build healthier relationships both online and offline. First things first. Social media often presents a distorted reality. It's a highlight reel of people's best moments, carefully curated to project an image of happiness and success. Ever notice how everyone seems to be on a never-ending vacation or crushing it in their careers? It can be pretty demoralizing, right? Remember, what you see online is often just a tiny sliver of someone's life, the part they choose to share. Let's talk about comparisonitis, that nasty habit of comparing ourselves to others on social media. You know what I mean. Scrolling through pictures of seemingly perfect people and their perfect lives can make us feel inadequate, envious, or even depressed. It's like we're constantly running a race against an illusion. Truth is, everyone struggles, no one has it all figured out. Comparing ourselves to others online just sets us up for disappointment and negativity. Social media can also fuel anxiety and fear of missing out, FOMO. We see everyone else seemingly having fun, going on adventures, and making memories, and suddenly we feel like we're lagging behind. This constant stream of "what are you missing?" updates can create a sense of pressure to keep up, leading to stress, overwhelm, and even exhaustion. The good news? There are ways to combat the negative effects of social media. First, be mindful of your time. Set limits on how much time you spend scrolling through feeds. Try using apps that track your usage or schedule specific times for checking social media instead of mindlessly browsing throughout the day. Remember, life is happening outside the screen. Second, curate your feed. And follow accounts that trigger negative emotions or comparisons. Fill your feed with inspiring content, positive communities, and people who uplift you. You've got control over what you consume, choose wisely. Third, remember that real-life connections matter most. Schedule time for face-to-face interactions with loved ones. Put down your phone and be present in the moment. Building strong relationships offline is essential for our well-being and happiness. Think about it like this. Social media can be a tool, but it shouldn't control you. You're the boss of your digital life. Let me tell you a story. A few weeks ago, I was having lunch with a friend who complained about feeling constantly anxious about what everyone else was doing online. She was spending hours comparing herself to others on Instagram and feeling like she wasn't measuring up. It hit me her phone was literally draining her joy. We talked for a while about the importance of taking breaks from social media and focusing on real-life connections. She decided to delete some apps she found triggering and started making more time for activities that brought her genuine happiness, like painting and hiking with friends. Guess what? She reported feeling less stressed and more content. Her story reminds us that it's okay to step away from the digital noise and reconnect with ourselves and the things that truly matter. So, remember, social media can be a powerful tool for connection and inspiration, but it's important to use it wisely. Be mindful of your time, curate your feed, and prioritize real-life connections. You've got this. Alright, awesome humans, that wraps up today's episode. Remember, you are in control of your digital life. Don't let social media control you. Ready to take back your phone? Head over to our website for more tips and resources on beating screen addiction. And don't forget to share this episode with your friends who might need a little reminder about the power of disconnecting. Until next time, keep it real, keep it balanced, and keep shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.